Microsoft layoffs have been absolutely brutal, and check out some of these Microsoft peeps that recently got laid off. In fact, this is like the second biggest Microsoft layoff in Microsoft history. It might be number one, but I'm not really sure. The data really fluctuates and depends, but let me tell you, this is like top two or number one biggest Microsoft layoff ever. Check out some of these stories.
Did anyone else get laid off from Microsoft today? No, just my husband. Yeah, unfortunately, we had some surprise news this morning. There was a bunch of layoffs at Microsoft, and a lot of people in Seattle, Bellevue area did get laid off with severance packages, including him. So we now have a big decision to make whether we stay here in the US or go back to Australia. It all depends on where he can find another job. If anyone has any job opportunities or contacts for, jobs in tech, in program management, coding, that kind of stuff, just hit me up in the comments, especially if it's here in the Seattle Bellevue area or even back in Australia, like in Sydney, Sunshine Coast, Brizzy.
I've never seen that Microsoft workers have to struggle to find a job. I mean, I remember like back in 2019, like before the pandemic, even peak pandemic, if you got laid off from a massive company like Microsoft, and especially if you're like an engineer, programmer, coder in that company, the moment you leave, the moment your LinkedIn status says unemployed, you get hundreds of recruiters flooding your emails because you literally just got laid off from one of the most elite companies on planet Earth. Of course, everyone wants you, but not anymore. Seems like despite having Meta on your portfolio or Microsoft on your portfolio, chances of finding another job in the same status and salary is extremely slim because every single company right now is doing layoffs.
28 years ago, I started in this building as a contractor. And I know a lot of you guys want story time as to the last video. Listen, I don't want to leave. I like my job here. I'm going to miss my friends. I've said goodbye to everybody today. This is officially my last day at Microsoft. And, doing the old tour around to some buildings I used to work at and, saying goodbye to people. But this is where it started. This is where it's going to end. I do want to say I know a lot of people think I have ill will or I'm angry. I'm just sad. I like working for Microsoft. I get it's a big corporation. And they can only do what they can do. But I want to thank them for all they've done for me over the years. I really have enjoyed working here, and I'm going to miss it an awful lot. So everybody that has all those weird comments in the last one.
You also have employees that have been working here for 28 years. I mean, when you work here for almost three decades, you're basically part of the company's family. But of course, companies don't care about you, and you should never be too attached to a company either. And basically, he says that this isn't exactly how he thought it will end. But at the very end, he says, thank you. I mean, he definitely made a ton of money on Microsoft. And at the same time, he's probably wanting another job. And just like the previous video, trying to find another job after the Microsoft layoffs is going to be extremely difficult as every single company right now is having a decreasing amount of employees and headcount despite increased profits. It's really because everyone is really worried about a potential recession in the next 6 months, which 60% of America's top 300 CEOs have said that it might be happening. And there could be a possible recession, which is causing a lot of people to be very scared. Microsoft layoffs. The CEO in January announced that it's firing almost 3,000 employees with no severance, which is honestly kind of messed up. Now, another reason why you're seeing a lot of these videos recently is because Microsoft conducted one of the biggest layoffs that also targets some of the most important people in the company. Like I said, the engineers, the coders, the programmers. And Microsoft and Meta and other companies and even the smaller startups are conducting performance-based layoffs. They don't like the way you work. They think you're being lazy. And a lot of it is subjective. They find some itty-bitty stuff and then lay you off with no severance. So we're going to be seeing a lot of the top executives, managers, and high-paying employees in Microsoft just basically out of a job. And it's honestly really, really painful to see this because these are going to be some of America's highest performers. These are going to be America's highest-paying employees. These are going to be people who buy houses and buy cars and consume and spend the highest amount. But we are seeing the destruction of some of the highest-paying jobs in America. especially when Microsoft lays off 3% of its entire workforce, 6,000 people, with the brunt of the layoffs happening with a lot of the engineers. Because Microsoft right now is saying that 30% of their code is not written by artificial intelligence. So remember back a few years ago when ChatGPT and OpenAI came out, everyone's like, it won't replace like software engineers or computer science people because you always need them to write the code for the AI. Well, surprise, surprise, AI is now the one writing the code, not you. And if you look into this high chances of a recession, okay, even the Salesforce CEO have stopped hiring engineers because of AI. Microsoft has conducted layoffs because of AI. This is becoming concerning. And then you mix it with a high interest rate environment, which is very expensive loans and companies aren't expanding. And you also combine this with very high inflation, a trade war, and also a possibility of recession, lower consumer spending. I mean, this does not spark confidence at all. This is extremely worrisome, in my opinion. So thanks for watching, guys. Comment below and see you later.